I'm speaking now with Chris Schwartzbauer of Shavlik, and Chris is going to start off by telling us a little bit about who Shavlik is and what they do.
Thanks, Mike. Shavlik Technologies is a privately held company with many, many thousands of customers, nearing 10,000 customers worldwide across all industries. We sell to finance, healthcare, retail, federal governments, and again, across many, many countries across the world. Our solutions are basically around managing the security state of computers. And those machines could be physical machines or virtual machines. And when we talk about it, we manage how they're configured, how they're set up. And that could be, is the password policy right? Are the right patches applied? Are the right applications running on the machines? Is there malware or non-approved applications that should be eliminated? Spyware, Trojans, or viruses need to be eliminated. So we really manage that machine in a holistic fashion across the enterprise for all of our customers.
Okay. Now, you mentioned a number of verticals that you guys work with. I know with Goss Information Security Media Group, we have a couple different verticals right now. We deal with banking, we deal with credit unions, we also deal with the government space. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about how you might approach each of those verticals differently.
Sure. It sort of depends on their market drivers. One of the things that we've found in the last probably 18 to 24 months more than ever before is regulations are playing a large part in, they're a large driver for information security projects. It's sort of giving the personnel at the organization the power to get things done. Things they know they need to be done, being more secure, saying, hey, we got to be compliant with the regulations, so let's use this as our champion the cause based on the regulation. Now in government, that's often FTCC, the Federal Desktop Core Configuration, or FISMA. In banking, it may be Sarbanes-Oxley, it may be PCI compliance and retail, and oftentimes you find it's an amalgamation of all of them.
Right.
They combine a lot of things. So the differences are really the regulations, but the similarities are going back to a justifiable baseline and justifying that they've exercised due care against standards, like an ISO standard. And then that they can show the ISO maps into a regulation, like PCI, for instance.
That makes sense. I know that we do a flagship survey every year just in the banking industry, and compliance always comes up as a number one driver for any new technology or product that they're going to be implementing. Now, one thing that we've been asking everybody that we speak with is when you get involved with either a prospect or a client, someone that's interested in your technologies, what do you find is sort of the biggest weakness or some of the things that's common that prospects are overlooking when it comes to security?
I think it's they don't know what they don't know. If you ask many security people or even systems and networking people, IT directors, they say, what's your current security state? They don't even know how to answer that question. And when you ask them what the baseline is for patching or system configurations, are all your systems really configured the way they are? They either think they are configured appropriately or patched appropriately or have the malware controlled, and they don't when they actually do an audit, or they just don't know. Because there's machines that they can't find. There's machines that they couldn't deploy an agent to, or there's virtual machines that are popping up everywhere. And so really getting a handle on their current state of affairs around those basics like patching, configuration management, and malware and antivirus control really has been much harder than they thought.
How about the opposite side? What are some things that you're seeing that security personnel are focusing on that maybe, not that they're not important, but maybe they should be focusing on other things?
Yeah, what I've seen is there's always this sort of the bright, shiny new object, right? The latest and greatest in encryption technology or heuristic technologies for detecting a new attack or a new kind of firewall or a wireless attack, which is great stuff, and we need all that stuff, but the problem is that should be ancillary. 80 to 90% of the attacks out there, depending on who you ask, are coming through just misconfigured and unpatched systems. So if they did that really, really well, they'd be more protected than if they did the defense against wireless attacks really, really well, and they ignored all the other stuff because people are coming in the back doors.
Okay. One last question for you. What's one bit of advice you can give our users to walk away with?
really find a way to get a good handle on this, your state of machines. And it's really hard to get your baselines established. And you can't improve things without getting your baselines established. And in today's economy, anything you're buying, you've got to show return on investment. And so if you can say, as an IT professional, here's where I am today, and boss, I'm going to move the meter. I'm going to take us from where we are today and improve our state of security. That's a great justification for spending more money, because I can get a good return on investment.
Very good. Well, once again, with Chris Schwarzbauer of Shavlet Technologies, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Sure, Mike.